where do you start? And as I listened to our prior speakers, I figured I need to start before the slides start. So we have a preamble before we get into the slides. And the preamble goes to some understandings of culture and understandings of the fact that the world encompasses more than the United States and Europe. There's actually other places in the world where data is processed and that are fairly important, like China and Southeast Asia and even Canada, which is on our northern border. And part of what we're going to talk about is we had a really, really good basis on European law and how European law is different than American law. But really, to understand how you need to deal with big data, we need to go a step further in terms of understanding law outside the United States and how it works. And I'm actually going to start with sort of a quick description of the three types of laws we have in privacy. So in the United States, we have a smorgasbord, a mosaic, a patchwork of laws that cover privacy as a value and privacy as fair process. For example, the Fair Credit Reporting Act is fair process. The Video Privacy Act is really goes to the value of individual control and autonomy. So we have a mixture of privacy laws, but they all relate to what you do with data, not necessarily how you think with data. And in big data, it's all about how you think with data. So in the United States, we're really free to think with data. It's only when we act with data that we really run into issues. Europe, under the General Data Protection Regulation, has one big difference than the directive. The directive was suggestional to the countries in the European Union.